B-Pod Studios.
Coming to you live from the sunny, beautiful studios in the heart of the South.
Why you say sunny?
It's because it's cloudy. I looked outside and it was just like dismal, so I was just trying to liven up the room. It's the Rap Party Podcast, which although we shouldn't call it the Rap Party Podcast.
Why not?
Well, because technically it's in the MRL On Demand podcast.
The way that I label it every day, it's after the show Rap Party.
Yeah. Because it's really not a podcast. A podcast assumes it's its own entity by itself. And that's not what this is. Well, no, because it lives within the MRL On Demand podcast.
It's not attached to the show, though.
But that's like, I feel like that's more like a Kiss 95.1.
Right, but you can't say, hey, go look up the Rap Party podcast and people are going to be able to find it that way.
True.
That's what we, that's what we mentioned on the air.
You can't Google it?
You're going to have, if you want to subscribe to it, you can't subscribe to the Rap Party. You have to subscribe to MRL On Demand. MRL On Demand is the podcast. We're just an episode inside of that.
Wow.
Yeah, so really, welcome to an episode of the Rap Party. Where we break
down
the
show.
Well,
if you Google Rap Party podcast, stuff comes up.
You can't subscribe to it.
Is this us? The Rap Party Gets Serious, episode one?
Probably, yeah. I mean, you could probably listen to individual episodes, but
that's not
this
us.
This is not us. Somebody else has a Rap Party podcast.
Mm. Sons of bitches.
Who are these sons of bitches?
Still in our crap.
Crap, more like Crap Party Podcast.
Yeah.
I guess it's about movies, which makes sense because the.
Yeah. That's a radio show, bub. Okay, let's break down the show. Everything that happened today. What's going on? So, I almost was late again.
Hmm.
What was late?
I almost was late again. Yep. Not only did I have issues with my psoriasis. But then the damn traffic, it took me like 25 minutes to get to work, and I'm not kidding.
Dude, he's not kidding, because
I'm not kidding.
I was like...
Why is it so bad?
People who are standing in traffic for an hour and a half right now are like, screw you.
Okay, hang on, let's rephrase it then. A five-minute drive took 25 minutes.
Yeah, and what's annoying is that's what we're used to. It's getting out of the routine, because I could leave my house at 4:54 and be here, pull up right when the clock turns 5 o'clock. And I'm sorry, but when you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, that's an amazing thing to be able to not get up earlier than you have to.
Yes.
But now that the ramp closes until 5 a.m.
Which and sometimes it's 6 a.m.
And it's never 5 a.m. It's always past 5 a.m.
Yep.
You just sit there and lay on your horn.
You have to go around, and the way that you go around, which I learned the hard way, there's another way that makes it quicker that's closed off as well. So you have to completely go on the other side of Uptown just to cut through, and there's so many stoplights. So it's not necessarily the traffic, it's just...
You have to drive a longer way to get there.
Huh. When they were doing construction on 485 and 77, on my way here, I would sit in traffic. As they were merging down to one lane or something, even at 4:30 in the morning.
And you're going, why?
Just pick up the cones. Let us through. All right. Well, good. You guys made it. Roy made it. And if you had a camera on us right now, you would see that the three of us are standing in the studio.
Now my back's hurting from standing.
Because my butt hurts from sitting.
Our buddy Rob from sales came in and said, you all should stand. It's better for you. And Dr. Marco, our chiropractor, Loren, Dr. Marco says we should stand, that he hates us leaning over.
I know.
And by the way, I got to go see him. My back is killing me, but I got to go get my tooth fixed. I got so much to do.
But when you stand, you have to carry your weight.
Yeah. Plus, the way the studio's set up, it's set up like, I don't know. Bless you,
Nicole.
It's
not easy to grab the buttons.
We just got our house accommodations.
Oh, good.
For
Beach
Can you
Mountain.
Send them?
I can't bring Finley.
Oh. Well, they tried.
They did try.
You can do an Uber walk.
I can watch Finley.
Beach Mountain, big trip this weekend.
Do you want to?
Roy, you're going.
Oh, no, I'm not well. My psoriasis is all messed up.
Roy can't go to the Beach Mountain trip.
I can't be that mobile.
No hot tub?
You definitely don't want me in the hot tub with my open wound psoriasis.
Well.
By the way, this is the same reaction. If you can't tell, they're not happy with whatever's happening. This is my same reaction when we find this hotel. We're booking a vacation to Grenada, and it's this beautiful hotel. It has a pool inside your hotel room. Mm-hmm. Private pool inside your hotel
That's
room.
That's awesome. Inside the hotel room?
Inside, it's an infinity pool that looks out to the ocean.
That's cool.
And it's only like $250 a night. Pretty affordable for all that.
Yeah.
And then I find out that, it's like illegal to be gay there.
Oh, I know. That sucks. What country? I mean, who owns that country?
I don't know.
Or that island? Who owns Grenada?
I don't think it's an island, is it?
I don't know.
Isn't it?
Hey, Siri, who owns Grenada?
Now, sandals.
I found this on the web for who owns Grenada.
Oh, French. Grenada.
It's she says. Spain, right?
It looks like it's, I don't know.
Yep, is a province of Spain, from Spain.
Spain? Well, so it's part of sandals. I don't know if you guys ever done a sandals.
Oh, it's way down. It's almost towards South Africa.
It's like near Venezuela.
Or South America.
Yeah. But it's,
idiot. South Africa. Go ahead.
But it's a sandals trip, and so I didn't know if sandals, because, I mean, sandals is a pretty known resort company.
Yeah.
I didn't know if sandals has a policy that's like, even though the law says you can't be gay here, you're fine. I don't know how that works.
Do they?
I don't know.
What stories are you finding?
Well, I did find some people that were gay and that they stayed there and they did a review and they said it was fine, you know.
Yeah, but do you really want to be trapped on, like, a resort? That's like going on a cruise and getting off.
But the resort's all inclusive.
It's a cruise.
Oh, they're still very conservative and deeply rooted in Catholicism. There was a big controversy last year about a gay-themed cruise ship that docked. But, bro, this is 11 years ago I'm reading on TripAdvisor.
So maybe it's different now. Because a gay couple said he had a wonderful time. It was perfect.
That's not to say that all Grenadians are homophobic, as usual. Okay.
There's homophobes here in America. And I heard the same thing in Dominican Republic. They're not very gay friendly, but Sterling and I was just fine at the Hard Rock. We want to give an all-inclusive resort one more time because last time I stayed at the Hard Rock in Punta Cana, I had such bad sunburn, I wasn't able to really leave the hotel room. So we never really got to experience what an all-inclusive resort was like.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of want to do it again.
Why don't you do a cruise?
And get the coronavirus.
I know. I'm like,
stuck?
Did you not just see what's going on like two different cruise ships?
No, but don't go to do a cruise like through the Caribbean.
You want to know my real fear with cruises?
Not to, like, the Asian Pacific.
I'm so afraid I'll get into the cruise, and I know the rooms are small because they want you to be outside the room. I'm worried about the toilet. Am I going to be able to fit my big ass in the toilet?
Yeah, dude, they're fat friendly.
I know they're not. Am I even going to be able to fit in the shower?
I've been on a cruise. Let me Google. Google's the best.
I get in some stalls here in America, and I sit down.
Cruise ships are small.
And I can't even sometimes fit in a stall. Oh, boy. There's no way.
Yeah, look, this is like
at least there's a curtain.
You could get a suite, and then the bathroom would be a little bigger.
That looks tight. I'm pretty sure that's a wide-angle lens they're using for that bathroom to make it look so spacious.
Roy's a realtor. He knows.
Yeah.
This was more like the room that I had.
Oh, that's awful. My knees are going to be jammed into the sink.
This was, the toilet's right next to the shower, and it's a stand-up shower just like that.
No, that's awful.
Okay.
My leg's going to be grinding up against the toilet paper.
Well, the other thing you can do is go poop off the front of the ship or the back of it.
Deuce over there. So I don't know.
Take this, fish.
We're trying to do something. We didn't take really much of a vacation last year because we had the house, buying a house. We were doing all those things, and I was so stressed. My psoriasis flared up, so now we're trying to de-stress this year.
Yeah.
And take a nice trip.
And don't do, like, France or something where you got to do a bunch of sightseeing. You got to go somewhere and take a breath.
Well, I want to do something cheap. I don't want to spend, like, my whole budget's, like, less than, like, $4,000. So.
Yeah, go to the Bahamas. That's plenty of money. Yeah,
$4,000 trip is still a big trip.
To the Bahamas.
I can't go to the dang France with $4,000.
Do the Keys. The Keys are gay-friendly.
Really?
I don't think so.
Florida Keys?
Yeah.
You know?
So, that's
just
what we're
listen,
up to.
I don't mind if you're gay. Just don't do it in front of me, you know?
Right.
I mean,
yeah, don't shove my gayness down your throat. I get it.
That is such the conservative rhetoric. Like, I'm okay if you're gay. I don't care. Just don't gay in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, what?
But hey, but don't worry. I'm going to hold my wife's hand as we walk around.
Yeah.
It's
okay for me to kiss my wife, but not for you to kiss your boyfriend. Okay.
Pervert.
Yeah, perv.
Yeah, that's what we deal with.
Well,
dude.
That sucks, dude. You told us this morning on the air, and I had no idea. But
so we booked this whole trip, and now we're unbooking it because we can't.
Wait, you already booked it?
Well, no, but we already had like everything lined up to you know, do it.
Laid out all the plans.
Yeah, we had the flight, you know, done.
But you have plenty of other options. You just need to pick which one you want to do.
Right, as long as I don't get stoned for being who
no,
I am.
No, you won't. But, like, you won't in St. Martin.
You'll get stoned, you'll be thrown in jail. No.
Right.
In the Bahamas, you can do it. You got to go where the all-American dollar is king. Forget the sexuality. I mean,
could you imagine? I'm like a national news because the gay man got snatched up in a foreign country.
Why wouldn't you just go to the Bahamas? If you're looking for like a tropical, it's close. Yeah, it's something.
American has nonstops.
Well, get this. Sterling wanted to do, and it took me an entire lunch to eventually convince him not to do this. He wanted to go to San Diego and drive up the Pacific Coast.
I think that sounds awesome.
Oh, what? That sounds so stressful.
Boy, doesn't want to drive that
dealing
much.
Dealing with traffic and, oh.
Well, the PCH isn't too bad when you get further north, but yeah, San Diego. And the San Diego is expensive, and it's a lot of walking, bro. You're going to be on a plane for 5 hours, and then you're getting a car.
And then I have to drive all day? Well, you break it up in like 2 days.
Yeah.
I think
but
is.
You don't want to be in a car on those curves and all that stuff, yeah. Bro.
The only thing I did like about San Diego is that my favorite YouTuber has 2 restaurants there.
Mm.
So I was
like
excited about that.
Steven Scherer?
No, his name's Sam. Mm. Sam the cooking guy.
Okay.
He's my fave.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like I fanboy over someone on YouTube that has maybe 800,000 subscribers. Not even like that famous.
All right, well, let us know what happens on your trip. Loren, you are ready to go to Barcelona.
Yeah.
And are you all set with that?
No. So our flights are obviously booked. Our hotel is booked.
I'm about to book damn Charleston. That's what I'm about to damn do.
For what?
I don't know, just a vacation.
Oh, yeah. And then we still have to book, like, dinners out. Like, we want to do a couple really nice restaurants. And then, like, our sightseeing stuff, we haven't done any of our skip the lines yet, but we will.
And is it just you two going?
Yeah.
And you've never been before?
As far as I know. But the last trip, I thought it was just Dallas and I. My sister-in-law jumped on, so.
But you've never been to Barcelona before?
No, never been. Always wanted to go.
What are you looking forward to doing there? Like, what's their Eiffel Tower?
The big church. I can't remember what it's called right now. You make me look it up. Hold on.
I'm just curious.
It is a cathedral, but.
I thought it was the Colosseum. That's the big thing.
No, not in Barcelona. Colosseum's in Rome.
It's riveting conversations. I like it when you can hear us wait.
Is it expensive? I'm scrolling through Instagram while she's looking.
Honestly, it's not. Well, it wasn't expensive for us because we, for once, actually used all points.
Oh, good.
So, like, Dallas had enough points from traveling that we are flying there for free. Like, I had enough points to get us from here to New York. Dallas had enough points to get us from New York to Barcelona first class.
Whoa.
I know. I was like, I'm so excited about this this trip now. I just got an email asking me if I would like to choose my international flight meal.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
That feels so fancy.
Round trip first class?
Yeah. From New York to Barcelona, not from here.
And then Barcelona back.
Yeah.
First class. Mm-hmm. Nice. First class over the pond is a pretty good thing.
Yeah.
Those are big planes.
And then we also booked our hotels, well, one of our hotel on points. So we only came out of pocket like $400 for hotel rooms. That's it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm going to Disney the first week of July, and my brother uses his credit card as like his bank account, mm-hmm. and he gets all these Disney points. So we don't have to pay for lodging at Disney at all, which is nice. I mean, it's still expensive, but that's nice. And Amanda and I were talking about, like, we should do that, but you have to have the discipline to pay off the card. But, like, everything, their mortgage goes on the credit card, their car payments go on the credit card.
How do you put your mortgage on a credit card?
You just put the card number in.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't work for me. I have to give him a bank account.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't.
Do, like, a pay online where you enter a card.
Yeah. Yeah. You could do, like, a one-time draft with a card, and you just keep doing it every month.
That's nuts. That's nuts.
Is that what brought down the home?
Yes. You understand how nuts that is, that you could pay off your mortgage with more debt. oh, God. I'm worried.
Well, maybe their credit card somehow is connected to their bank account. Maybe they're using it like a debit, but they're still getting the points.
Okay.
But we talked about this before, about people that go and get all these points. Nicole, do you have any points? I have no points. I have no points.
Just the fact that our interest rates are like a 3%. You could pay off your house with a credit card. You're fine.
But that's assuming you're not going to pay it off at the end of the month. Then you get the 3% hit. If you pay it off before your...
No, I'm talking about your APR on your mortgage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm just worried about it.
Boy, the realtor's popping up.
I know. Sorry. You just said something that's really concerning, but keep going.
How concerning was it that in California they were doing something called interest-only loans where you didn't need to put any money down to buy a house?
Those are common with commercial construction, but it is concerning for residential.
Yeah. Somebody tried to sell me on an interest-only. I go, I have no money to put down in the house. He goes, no, you do an interest-only loan. And I told my dad, and he's like, I will fly out there and bop you over the head with a hammer if you do that. all right.
Yeah.
That's a Wrap Party Podcast, everybody. I think we covered everything for the day. We will talk more tomorrow on the air about our lives and what goes on in our world. If you ever want to chime in, by the way, people chimed in yesterday about the whole dental thing. So here is something for you guys. If you heard the podcast yesterday, I went to the dentist. He did a great job. I got to watch TV up on the ceiling, which was nice. National Geographic special about the National Geographic parks. On mute while I listened to the 1975 on my headphones. So I had a visual and an audio stimulation.
Okay.
I will say that he gave me a temporary. I went home last night. I went to do floss, and rather than pull my floss through, I pulled down and ripped the temporary out.
Good job.
Not good.
Not good. No, I have to go see the guy again today. So anyway, thanks to everybody who chimed in yesterday about gum disease and how important it is. Good conversation. Great podcast about gum disease. All right. Bye, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.